Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. Well, today's program is really for mature audiences, so if you have any teenagers around or little ones around, I don't think you want them to listen to this program, but we do want all the adults and single women out there and single men to listen to the guest that we're having on today. We're having the author of the book, The Real Deal on Love and Men, and this book is really a good book for single people to listen to. She really balances out. The author really balances out the issues between men and women. It's been going on since Adam and Eve, but, of course, people still have the same questions that they had way back then as to how the emotions are and how to deal with certain issues. So the guest that's coming on today, her name is Michelle McKinney Hammond. And really, Professor White and I, my husband, we've been going through her book, The Real Deal on Love and Men, and it is really something. And I really love the way Michelle talks about the issues of relationships with men. She has a way with words that I haven't seen in a long, long time. She can take words and really make them really jump out at you, and you're like, yeah, that's exactly the way I feel about a certain thing. And so we're going to talk to her about those things. Now, I know she only has a little bit of time, so we're expecting her to call in at any moment. And if you want to get into the chat room, we're not going to take questions today because she only has a limited amount of time to talk about this issue. But I can say one thing for sure, that when I was a single mom and as a single person, you do lose the joy of being prepared and ready for the soulmate that God wants you to have. Now, he does regenerate that, and he does replace that with his love and the mate that he ultimately gives you. But if you are waiting for God to send you the mate that you want, one of the things that I recommend, and I don't know if Michelle will feel the same way, we'll find out when she comes on the air, but one of the things that really blessed me in the Word is that I took the time when I accepted Yeshua, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. One of the things I did was I stopped looking to men to fill a void in my life. I looked at God and started doing things to be a better mom. I looked at making sure that I was being the best mom I could be for my children, and when I looked at it that way, I didn't have room for men who wanted to spend my time or take my time and wanted to play games. I had no more time for that. I had three children out of wedlock, and people, you know, even though God forgave me for having three children out of wedlock, and I'm healed, and they are the best wonderful kids in the world to me and everything, but the thing is, I could never, ever erase the fact that I had three children out of wedlock, and God, you know, has restored that with the most wonderful husband. But I was not looking for that husband. When he came into my life, Professor White came into my life, I was not looking for a mate. I had decided, I had been a Christian for about a year and a half. I had made a decision that I was going to live for the Lord and live for him only. And if he brought a mate, fine. There were some prerequisites that I was asking God for, and that was that he loved him first, God, and that he loved my children. And that is that was my prerequisite. And I just went on about my business, about raising my kids. And I filled that time with doing things like taking the kids to the observatory, going to the science museum, at the church, you know, things that filled them with joy, and it took my time, and then by the time they got home, you know, they were exhausted and tired, you know, so, and that's the way it should, you know, it should be, you know, you're tired, you spend time with God, you got a chance to take the kids out on a Sunday afternoon, you know, and when my car broke down, you know, I had, you know, took the bus. We took the bus to different places. But I did that because I wanted our children to be well-rounded. I say our children because Professor White raised these children, and they are wonderful children. And he raised them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and so did I. And it didn't mean that we didn't have issues and stuff like that, but these are things that need to be talked about. Now, a lot of things in Michelle's book are women who are looking for a mate, and sometimes it seems that some women get abused, and you know, they give themselves to these men, and these men know what they can get, and so they, you know, they don't make a commitment to the women, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about with Michelle today when she comes on. Now, we have a limited amount of time with her today because she has other obligations, but she has been on Fox News. She has been featured in the New York Times, and she's been on you know, on other and other media sources. She also is an Emmy Award winner, and she's a relationship coach. And so I think that she has she's got a lot of credentials, and I like grassroots heartland credentials. Paper is one thing for me, but to see someone out actually on the ground doing the things and being an example is something that I really admire. And when I read her, we're still reading her book, as a matter of fact. The chapter that we're on in her book is the one of some of the last. Yeah, we're past the half point now, and it's cheating, lying, and the other love traps. She talks about that in that, and we haven't gotten to it yet, so I'm not going to share it with you. But she has some of the titles in her books are Then Comes Marriage, and The Language of Love. And, you know, I even tell women, and maybe she does too, that, you know, if you want to have a mate that respects you or you're looking for a certain type, there are certain places that you do go and certain places you don't go. I do not recommend going to clubs, although there are people who have met wonderful men in nightclubs or lounges or whatever. I do recommend going to places where your mind is being challenged. Maybe I don't know if I would say a science museum. There are people that go to dating clubs, and they have I guess what they would call upscale dating, single dating organizations that will match you with whom the kind of person that you desire. That's rare, you know, and stuff like that too, for you to find that your mate there too, but it can happen. And so you don't want to close any doors because your mate may be there, you know, the person that you're looking forward to spending the rest of your life at. But I tell you, one of the best things that I could say is having a friend is what I wanted out of a mate. I wanted him to love God. I wanted him to love my children. And I definitely wanted to have a friend, and that's what I have on my husband. He's a man who loved God, loved our children, spent time with the children as much as he could besides trying to work and feed them. But other than that, you know, he and I were our friends. We still are friends, and we still date. That is a wonderful thing that we do is still date and everything. And that is a rarity. Sometimes when people get married, sometimes they let themselves go. I make sure that my body still looks as much the same as possible. I don't try to look more firm than I should at my age of 58 years old that God's blessed me with. But I do like to take that time to look good for my husband, to smell good and make my hair look good and go get my nails done and things like that, even if I'm not going anywhere, you know, because, you know, and I do cook. I love to cook for my husband and stuff like that. And I don't know if a lot of women today even know how to cook, you know, and that's something that I wanted to talk to Michelle about when she comes on the air. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so I'm looking forward to her calling in at any moment because my rule of thumb is that if our guest does not come on within the first 15 minutes, then we close the program because I have other things to do as well as she has other things to do. And, you know, everybody has a lot to do, so we want to make sure that we give her time and that our Breaking News Journal audience gets a chance to hear someone who is really astute and really has her game face on and has is doing a wonderful job out there in the community. And I'm not talking about black or white community, because to me, community is community. She is doing a wonderful job out there. And I believe we have our guest with us today. I think she's here. Michelle,
hello.
Are you there? Hello, Michelle, are you
I'm
there?
I'm here.
How are
I am.
You?
Sorry, I was coming out of another appointment late. Please forgive me.
No problem, no problem. We'll try to extend it as a few minutes so that I know you have to go again and everything. So it's just, I was talking a little bit about your book. Welcome to Breaking News Journal on Air first.
Thank you.
I was telling the audience that we are reading. My husband and I are reading your book. And and we love it. We love it. We go through it together, and we talk about all the things that you talk about. And you have such a way with words. I mean, it is so fascinating to look at what you're saying.
Thanks.
We just start cracking up laughing. You know, we're like, yeah, she's got it. You know, but the way you say it is still so magnificent. So listen, I want you to talk about your book, The Real Deal on Love and Men, and how you came up with the title of the book, which is really not hard to figure out when you're dealing with a lot of single women.
Well, yeah, it really was birthed out of people continually writing me letters and asking questions, so I just decided that I would just compile all the questions and answer them for everybody in one place, because I figure one question begets another, and
right.
If they had one question, they had more questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I saw that, you know, as we're reading through the book, we're almost through with it now, but we're just at the title of the chapter, or Cheating, Lying, and the Other Love Traps. That's the one we're getting ready to read next, you know. And I look at every, you know, all the, you have the questions, that, I mean, the ladies of the, or the people that ask you questions, and you give them the answers to them. And it amazes me with the Bible itself, how sometimes people still miss what God has in store for them.
Most definitely. You know, I think that people ask questions and they already know the answer. They're just hoping that you'll change the answer for them to fit their situation. But we know that, you know, the answer doesn't change. God never changes. The answer is still the same, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I want to ask you a question, because we've never had an Emmy Award winner on our program, and I know you're a relationship coach. Would you so tell us how that came about, because I know you don't have a lot of time, so I want to get as many little things in here as I can possibly get in here.
Oh, well, you know, I did a show in Chicago for 12 years called Aspiring Women, and it was nominated for an Emmy 5 times before we won. So we kind of felt like Sally Fields at the end, like, they like us, they like us. But so finally, after many years of hard work, they decided to acknowledge our work.
Wow. Wow.
So
do you
that
have
was very exciting.
Well, do you still have the program?
No, but it is in reruns, and I think you can see it online as well at TLN.TV, I believe.
TLN.TV?
Mm-hmm. And then I do another show where you can see all the archived shows on TCT.TV. When you go to Videos on Demand, you can click on 3D Woman, and all those shows come up.
Oh, okay, so 3D Woman and all those shows come on. You have that audience. I want you guys to definitely get on there, because I know you have a lot. I bet you have the people that came on your program. I bet you you had them cracking up, because I laugh at some of the stuff that you say in your book, because it's funny, but it's real, and it's sad also at the same time, because so many people, they're looking for love, and they are looking for love in a lot of the wrong places, and it's sad that they have to go through that.
Yeah, you know. It's true. And, you know, I think that what we miss most of the time is we're so busy waiting for the chemical reaction and the chemistry and all of the swirly feelings that don't last, that deceive us into thinking that we found true love, but we don't use our heads. So our heads have to be engaged with our hearts when we're dealing with love. Because the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, so we really, really have to be sensitive to the voice of God, and also use our heads.
You're absolutely right. Let me ask you a question you might not have ever been asked before. When you go on different programs, do they have there been people like, you know, in the green room that have asked you questions, personal questions that they never ask other experts?
Oh, yes, I get that all the time. There's a sign on me somewhere I know that says, tell me everything. As a matter of fact, give me too much information. It's like, whoo, did I really need to know that? Lord have mercy.
That's funny, because I thought so, you know, because when you're asked a relationship coach, people, they have questions that they don't want to ask other people, and so
yeah.
It seems like they probably corner you, and you're like, oh, my
well,
God,
they
not
do.
Another one.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how many men want to ask questions.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like they feel safe with me, you know, I'm not going to pick on them or judge them or anything. And
right.
They're always looking for a safe haven to ask a question. So, yeah, I get a lot of males asking questions.
And, you know, that's a good thing to know, because a lot of people don't know that men are concerned about these same issues. I know I've had a lot of men coming to me about that same thing.
Very concerned. They get hurt more easily. They don't rebound as easily as females do. They have a lot of insecurities when it comes to relationships.
That's true. So are you going to do a book especially for men in the future?
I've done a book for men. Actually, I did two.
Which one?
One was Finding the Right Woman for You, which I think you can still find online.
Okay.
And then In Search of the Proverbs 31 Man.
Oh, I like that. Wow.
Yes,
so
you can get
them
on Amazon or at the bookstore.
Wow, that is really, really interesting, because we're coming out with a reality program called the Virtuous Woman. So that is we'll probably be talking about stuff like that. After, we'll probably have to have you on on the TV program talking about that in the future and stuff like that. But I mean, this is really fascinating. Are you married? Or I mean, because I know your name is Hammond. Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
I have two fathers.
Okay, I heard that. You know what? That is a wonderful thing to be able to acknowledge them. To acknowledge them both. Now, do you live in the United States? Because we were reading information, and I didn't know whether you live in the
United
States.
No, I live
in Ghana,
West Africa.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, I live in Ghana, West Africa now.
Oh, okay. So did you give up citizenship?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I know that I just did a read up on Tina Turner, and she gave up her citizenship in America.
Yeah, she got tired of paying taxes in two places. It's ridiculous. I don't know what to thought.
I hear you. And listen, give us information. Give our audience information on how they can get all the information on you. And when this program loads up, I will get it to your PR person, and you can have it and put it on your website, and so that all your people can, you know, hear you live and in living color, as it were.
Well, they can log on to my website at michellehammond.com. And they can follow me on Twitter at McKinney Hammond.
Okay.
And also I have Facebook, and I can never remember the link, but I think it's Michelle McKinney Hammond. And they have to click on the fan page, because I'm maxed out on friends. I have way too many friends, they've decided.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Don't you hate that when they tell you have too many friends? But you don't have that many.
Really?
You don't have too many fans. You probably have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of fans.
I would like to.
Well, let's see. We're going to see if we can help increase your numbers.
Okay, great.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say to everybody? Because I know you have to go, and I don't want to keep you any longer. I just wanted to let you know it sure has been an honor having you on the little bit of time. Next time you have to spend a little bit more time with us.
Okay. Well, all I want to say is that love isn't brain surgery, but it wouldn't hurt to use your head.
All right. With that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure having you on. Michelle, I look forward to having you on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio in the future, and when you have a lot of time.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Thank you
we'll
for having
more
me.
More later. You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
come rain, come shine. I meet you and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.